first place. Lai Hua could fix it too if they could be bothered to invest the money. If not for failed worlds such as New Bangkok, Vengeance and ships like her would have a much tougher time finding places to port and conduct business. Convenient as the world was for Casey, though, even he couldn't approve of this sort of waste. Lai Hua allowed a viable, habitable world to rot over unpaid bills, an entire goddamned world. And that same corp refused to sell off its stake and let someone else take over, screwing everyone they left behind. No one could make Lai Hua sell or forgive any of that debt or admit to their screw-ups. Only two other corporations could check Lai Hua's power, but the big three rarely stood in one another's way. Why spoil that party when they could all enjoy it together? One had to wonder when the whole racket might end, if ever. Casey refused to play along. He didn't matter much at all in the big scheme of things, but he would not bow. He would take. The freighter that now loomed over him and the laser-scarred North Star logo on its side attested to that. All he had to do now was sell it off, which usually amounted to the most tedious part of capturing a ship.
"Jerry, how are we doing?"
Casey asked as he came upon his tall, balding comrade. The other pirate stood near the freighter's lowered main gangway. Beyond him, men and a few women in grubby but ordinary clothes checked over every bit of NSF